example, for the past nine years, Beijing's GDP has been growing in double digits. And last year, Beijing's GDP grew at about 12.8%. And last year, Beijing's GDP per capita has exceeded $7,000, while the national average GDP per capita for China last year was only about $2,000.
At a time when statistics speak of successful achievements and ever-increasing development in China, other indices seem to matter more to the West. The biggest U.S. trade deficit ever has been in doing business with China. Based on American official reports, it stands at $240 billion. If we were to add the share of all Asian countries to that figure, we'd realize that half of the enormous total U.S. trade deficit results from commerce with Asian states. This reality unfolds at a juncture when a deep recession menacingly looms over all U.S. activities. Every day, we witness yet more businesses shut down due to the slump. In contrast to China's successes, in recent years, the U.S. economy has registered the least growth ever.
我们的GDP, 也就是国内生产总值, 过去的30年总的平均增长是 6%。 现在的这30年, 我们的平均增长是 9.6%。 这是一个GDP的差别。 还有一个最重要的呢是，过去我们的人均GDP的这个水平啊，改革开放刚开始的时候，不到300美元，现在大概已经达到了，我们大致上是我们现从改革开放到现在为止。 我们的人均GDP大概是改革开放初期的5倍了，是这样一个数字，这是非常大的变化。The
rate of economic growth in China accelerates as days go by. So does its impact on the U.S. economy. Since the year 2000, the highest U.S. trade deficit has been with China, and the negative trend has continued ever since. In 2005, this level stood at $201 billion, which showed a 25% increase compared to the previous year. Statistics tell of the level of America's commercial dependence on China.
中国的宏观经济运行发展的这样一个状况，总的来说现在是比较好的。它表现在几个方面，第一个呢就是中国的经济增长保持一个平稳较快的态势。从2003年开始，中国的经济增长率就保持在2位数以上，在10%以上，但是呢， 它是大体稳定的。2003到2007的这5年当中，中国的经济增长率是从10%逐步的提高到11.9%，在5年当中增长率的变化不到2%，年度当中的平均变化不到0.4%，所以中国经济在10%以上的这样一个快速增长区间。
保持了一个大体稳定的发展态势。中国现在的接受外边的贷款的数字啊，这比较小，就是外债的规模啊，相对要小的。而中国呢，虽然吸收了大量的外资，那么现在一年是七百多亿，但是呢，中国的你像是出口，去年就两百。 2600多亿的顺差，那这两个东西差距还很大的，就是我引进来的钱啊，和我储蓄给别人的钱，那差距还很大呢。The
complex world of trade and commerce is full of competition and various threatening factors. In order to survive in this competitive cycle, China has been able to produce and offer products in various fields. Chinese manufacturers have succeeded to best a lot of competition and thus secure greater portions of U.S. and European markets. So much so that in 2004, China beat even Mexico in exports to America and firmly established itself as the second biggest exporter of goods to the U.S., replacing Mexico.
China has a very sizable economy, but China is basically still a developing country and a poor country. So our influence on the American economy is very limited. On their side, I think the American economy is very important to China, so they are more influential to Chinese economy than the other way around. Still, when we look at the economy, then they are sometimes worried if China's economy is getting to a lower economic growth rate.
The level of economic dependence between the two countries can be evaluated based on trade balances and statistics. The volume of U.S. commercial relations with China in the first three quarters of 2007 exceeded $321 billion. When compared to the previous 3 years, this marked 15.6% growth. In the same year, Chinese exports to the U.S. registered a hike of 15.8%, hitting $170 billion in revenues. China only spends around $51.37 billion for imports in return. For this reason, one of the biggest challenges to the U.S. economy is indeed its negative trade balance with other states.
For China, we receive American products, especially high-tech products, software, computer parts, computers, airplanes, and many advanced consumer goods from the United States. So this is a very important trade relationship.
With the China's sustained, you know, economic growth, China's economic influence over the world economy is also very impressively increasing in recent years. China also very quickly will be become a number three biggest economy in the world. We will be exceeding the Germany to be, the third largest economy in the world. Then the China now is biggest exporting market in the world. China also, you know, have a stronghold of a large number of the foreign currency deposit. China's foreign currency deposit now reaching to nearly, I think, 2,000 billion U.S. dollars. So yeah, I think it's a huge amount of money. So it also just indicates China's growing economic clout.
At a time when China has enjoyed over two decades of a two-digit economic growth, facts indicate that this positive trend is here to stay for the foreseeable future. Based on an official White House release, America's trade deficit of $163 billion in 2007 reached $400 billion in 2008. Because of the major economic slump and the serious crisis that now grapples this country, it's not hard to imagine this deficit will continue to rise. As such, the U.S. economy is likely to be heading for an absolute depression.
We are having a trade surplus with the U.S. in the neighborhood of $150 billion a year. That's roughly the magnitude. Although there is a statistical dispute between the two countries, because most American customs account exports from Hong Kong as part of export to from China, whereas our Chinese government does not acknowledge or recognize these exports from Hong Kong to the U.S. as wholly from exports to the U.S. So there is a dispute there.
The swift economic growth in China in 2007 greatly contributed to a rapid increase of foreign as well as domestic investment. As a result, there has been yet more substantial growth in exports. Until 2006, China was the biggest importer of heavy industrial products in the world. But currently, it's become an absolute exporter of industrial products. And not only has this expedited the export pace for textile, fabrics, and clothing, but it has also hugely accelerated the exportation of steel, metals, chemicals, and computer parts. This increasing fast growth has undeniably affected the world economy.
But on the other hand, it also just was a signal that Beijing's also increasing economic influence over the world economy. So that's why I think if China could continue to have a very good economic performance, Beijing will be a very important economic factor in the process of boosting the world prosperity and cooperation. But the problem is, I think such a China influence of the world economy is also a twofold story. So on the one hand, you know, China now is a rising power. So China's rise provided the world with a very huge opportunity to keep the economy, world economy, going well. But on the other hand, China is also oil hungry. China is also natural resources hungry. So we're searching around the world for those oil and raw materials. So then now, I think China's economic, I think the model to develop is also another leading factor to just restructure the world economy.
Dear Sparrow, apart from who I really am, where I come from, or where I now live, I've tried to explain part of my research to you. I know this subject is far greater than can be explained in just a few letters, but still, I want to try to familiarize you with it. So until my next letter, where I'll be discussing new ideas, take care, and goodbye from me, Lara.